Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, as she always does, is Representative Christine Watkins up on the Hill. Let's talk about a couple of things that are going on up there. One, Juneteenth is now a state holiday. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. And then another one she wanted to talk about was the Bereavement Work Amendment. And she wanted to kind of let people know that this is out there and available to members of the state, county, and municipal government. So we'll talk about that as well with Representative Watkins. Representative Watkins, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's start off with where we ended last time. You went on a helicopter ride over the Great Salt Lake earlier in the week. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
It was a really, really interesting helicopter ride. Obviously, these helicopters are not for comfort. I was all bundled up because they can be cold in the winter, but it was really good. And there were three helicopters that took legislators and state staff people out and around. We went up to Antelope Island, around the Great Salt Lake. And I'm telling you, it is sad. It's just like, where's the water?
And we were talking earlier about the fact that I remember, and it wasn't really that long. Well, it was probably 40 years ago. We had to pump out the Great Salt Lake because there was too much water in it. And now, are we looking for a way to pump water into the Great Salt Lake?
Yeah, if we could find it, we've got those pumps out there, and we certainly could use them because it's getting to be a real serious problem. We're going to do some serious funding to try and alleviate this problem. Of course, we've got a drought, but like I was telling some people, they're so good at conserving water up here that there's not enough water running down to the Great Salt Lake, and along with the drought. And we have history in other countries, in California, of lakes being allowed to dry up, and it's devastating health-wise to the economy. We just can't allow this to happen. So there, we're getting really serious about it, and figuring out ways to get more water into the Great Salt Lake.
And so is that something you're hoping to get kind of the groundwork in this session, or are they just going to kind of keep working through it the whole year?
No, as far as the funding, it'll be there. And they have people who study, and they're kind of over the Great Salt Lake. And so I think we'll start seeing things happen to get more water going into that body of water that we really need.
It's amazing when you go out there. My wife and I went out to Antelope Island for the first time last year, and it's amazing to get out there and actually see everything that's on Antelope Island and look at the lake itself. But yeah, it keeps dwindling and getting lower and lower, and that's not good for anybody.
It is not. Absolutely.
All right. So first up, let's talk about Juneteenth. First, give us a little background on Juneteenth and what it is for those that may not know. And this just last year became a federal holiday, and now you guys are working towards making it a state holiday. So let's talk about Juneteenth.
Okay. I'm not the greatest historian on this because I wasn't even aware of this until the last year. But when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, of course, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have a whole lot of things back then. And so getting information out was extremely slow. So obviously people back in the Midwest and in the East, they knew about this and in the South. But it took 4 or 5 years for that bit of information to get to this place in Texas. And so it was June 18th that they found out that they had been freed, the slaves. And so that was their celebration, was June 18th, and they called it Juneteenth. And so over the years, it's just sort of spread out a little bit more, and now it's here in Utah. So it's like we have the 4th of July. Now they have Juneteenth to celebrate their freedom you know, the slaves and the African Americans. So it passed handily. I think there were like two votes against it on the floor. So I know this is going to become a state holiday. So for all of the people out there that plan the cities and counties, count on it. It's going to be a state. It is a national. It is now going to be a state holiday.
All right. So that, and you said that'll be coming up June 18th. Is that the day that it'll be celebrated?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. And if it, of course, if that hits on a Saturday or like a Sunday, it'll go to Monday.
All right. So be looking for that one. If on June 18th you try and go somewhere that's run by the state and you can't get in, now you'll know why.
Yeah, no mail. Yep.
Now you'll know why. All right. And let's end talking about the bereavement work amendment. And you wanted to let people know about this because it will be available to mothers that have miscarriages. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, it was unclear in a lot of human resource information, you know, how you have out. You know, these are the rules, and this is if there's a funeral, a death in the family, it can be your grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle, and everyone has different lists of when you can take bereavement leave. Well, it came out that for people who experience a miscarriage or a stillbirth, that this is like a death of a family because they're a member, because they're excited to have this baby and something goes wrong and the child doesn't make it, they want to give them that 3 days to take care of things, to mourn, and have the same rights as if a child that was 4 or 5 passed away. And so it will be added for, this is all for state employees, anybody that... and like you said, state, county, municipal governments, and so it clarifies that. So what we're doing is saying, add this, the loss of having a stillbirth or a miscarriage to your documents.
So just, I think like you were saying, the most important thing is letting people know that this is available to them.
Yes,
and getting the word out.
We have a lot of employees that are with the state and the county and the cities. And so I just thought, you know, we need to let everybody know. And this is passed. It's on its way to the governor. So I want to let them know that this is available to them.
And it's coming to them. All right. Well, Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time. Is there anything that you want everybody to kind of look out for or that's coming down that might be interest of to people? I know the tax bill is still kind of out there, and you guys are still kind of working on something about a food tax, but was there anything else?
Well, if they're in education, look at the bill that's titled Hope Scholarship. Not a, in my opinion, not a good bill to help education, especially since there's nothing available for us in rural Utah. But it's not a great bill, and people could look it up under Hope Scholarship. But it'll be coming to us in the next couple of days, and you and I will talk about it when we get through that.
All right. Sounds great. Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much once again for the time, and we're going to let you get busy up on the Hill. How's that?
Okay. Headed to committee.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.